Pentagon considers 82nd Airborne deployment for potential Iran operations. Senior U.S. military officials are considering deploying a combat brigade from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, along with elements of its headquarters staff, to support potential operations in Iran. The move is described as precautionary planning, with no formal orders issued by the Pentagon or U.S. Central Command. The 82nd Airborne's immediate response force, about 3,000 soldiers capable of deploying worldwide within 18 hours, could be tasked with seizing Kirk Island, Iran's main oil export hub. Another option under review involves sending 2,500 Marines from the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is already en route to the region. Because the island's airfield was recently damaged in U.S. bombing raids, officials suggest Marines might land first, repair the airfield, and enable follow-on support by Air Force transports such as C-130s. Paratroopers could deploy overnight but lack heavy armored vehicles, leaving them vulnerable if Iranian forces counterattack. Marines can secure the initial landing but lack the long-term sustainment of the 82nd Airborne, which could relieve them after the first phase of operations. The division's headquarters element would coordinate mission planning in the increasingly complex environment. Earlier this month, the Army cancelled a 300-member 82nd Airborne headquarters exercise at Fort Polk to keep its command available for rapid deployment. The immediate response force has been used in several recent crises, including the 2020 Baghdad embassy attack, the 2021 Afghanistan evacuation, and the 2022 reinforcement of Eastern Europe during the Ukraine conflict.